This episode of Radio Free Cybertron was recorded before Hasbro extended the funding date of Unicron through October 6th. For more information, check out the episode of the RFC Daily-ish Transformers News Update, episode number 73, in this podcast feed.
Stan Bush here, and I dare you to check out Radio Free Cybertron.
I was just thinking I could have a whole solar system of Unicrons.
Well, they'd eat each other. It's like putting, the wrong kind of fish in an aquarium together.
I have to say this before we start. I'm now imagining someone making Sailor Scout outfits for like seven Unicrons and dressing each one up like a sailor. Seven Unicrons painted like all of the Scouts. I don't know
this
why.
This week on Radio Free Cybertron episode 637, Don's fanfic ideas.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. Transformers! For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron episode 637, and I'm thinking about Don's fanfic. That's the cold open for the show, so I hope you enjoy that. Wow. Gosh. Crazy. Okay, hey, so this is an interesting week because if you follow us on Twitter, any of us, I think that like one of the biggest, probably the most interesting topic of conversation for us in a long time has been this Unicron thing. And that it wraps up in 3 days. So we're going to talk about that here in a couple of minutes. But I have a bit of news I wanted to share. And it's probably going to get tweeted out here in 8 minutes. So I need to beat the tweet. So every week for the last little while, we've talked about our Roku channel, how it's been updated. And you should go get it if you have a Roku. But we are also now on Fire TV. So if you have a Fire TV and you felt left out because you want our channel, you can get that. You can go to tfradio.net/FireTV. That's one word, tfradio.net/FireTV. And you can install it right from your browser to your Amazon Fire TV. So it has all the same content that a Roku channel has. It's laid out a little differently because of just some of the different ways it handles some of the code. But hey, you can now watch us there. And I think we already work on Apple TV. I don't have one. I don't know. But if not, I'll figure that out too. So tfradio.net/FireTV. So yay, I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, you know, that is one thing about Unicron, Brian. It's been gobbling up a lot of our time.
It has been. You waited for that entire time for me to get that out to share that joke, Don, and I really, really appreciate you. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Gosh, do we want to do the Unicron update first, just to get out of the way?
Yeah, do it.
It feels like we've been talking about Unicron for hours already tonight.
We literally spent the pre-show talking about Unicron. I walked away for like 45 minutes. We came back and we were still talking about Unicron.
But it wasn't. But it wasn't food, or but it wasn't food or Star Trek for the most part.
That's true.
You could do an update at the start of the show and at the end of the show.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah, there probably at least a difference of like 15.
Yeah,
maybe.
So Diecast, can you start with the rundown going back to the beginning of when we started tracking this to where we are now?
Okay. So, the total on 8/7 at time of recording was 2,289. So that was roughly right about what the first week,
first couple weeks, I think.
First couple weeks, yeah. 8/14, we got up to 2,515. So not a huge jump. It was only a difference of 226 packers. The total on 8/21 was 2,822. So we picked up a couple backers. We got it was a difference of 307. And then we go up to 8/28. We jumped up to 5,218, a difference of 2,396 backers. And one of the reasons is Hasbro added in, from what we can tell, about 1,503 for international partners, I believe is the way they
or affiliated retail partners or something like that.
But that's just international, though. We don't think that we don't believe that counts like quote fan channels like BBTS and TF Source, right?
Well, we're just not sure. We're assuming the majority of that's coming from international sources.
Yeah.
But, you know, the domestic retail partners could be contributing to that already as well.
From rumblings, I'm hearing that that's going to be tacked on toward the end, which, you know, we are, what, 2,782 shy? There may be nearly that many people.
3 days left.
Yeah. I mean, there could be close to that. Maybe another 1,500. Just domestically through like BBTS and TF Source. Probably not, but you know.
And then just to mention, Anthony from TFU.info backed his today.
Yeah.
He tweeted at me, or he tweeted at us. I'm not sure. Either way, I saw it and, you know, I favorited it. So if you do back it in the last couple of days, tweet at me at Diecast2. I will definitely favor it and retweet it for helping to hashtag get Unicron made.
So if Diecast, if it doesn't happen, so we have this bet going, if it's not backed, you are going to get a tattoo of Unicron with the number of backers on it. And Nightmare Numb in the chat wants to know where that tattoo is going to be.
It's going to go on my chest. I want it on my right pec. I will live stream it. It'll be Periscope. And
I'll
all
put that,
that
on the Roku channel.
Yeah.
Remind me to miss that.
So, Ryan.
If you have needle aversions, maybe, you know, plan to be somewhere else that day.
Ryan is in the chat saying that we'll know that when those orders are going to go on, when they'll quit taking the pre-orders for it. So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I think the international partners that they added on, if I had to guess, and this is by no means factual, it's just crazy thinking in my head, I would think Takaratomi Mall, they probably got numbers from, and maybe EB Games, since EB Games is offering the pre-order in Australia and New Zealand, or either or both, for the same price. So I think they've specifically partnered with Hasbro for overseas sales.
We also know that Hasbro's Taobao storefront is offering access to Unicron, right?
Yes, I did confirm that.
in the chat, did you see Blade Raider's comment? We've been doing these hashtags for the longest time. This is the best one. I can't believe. Just remember, if you're backing Unicron, to hashtag pay your bills before Unicron.
Yes, that's very good advice.
That is awesome. I can't believe it's taken that long.
Tweeted that earlier today, and I made sure to retweet that because that's an important message.
That's great.
And then, so that's what I think the international backers is. There also are other stores on Taobao that are selling pre-orders for this that may not have been counted in yet.
So the craziest thing is, I mean, Hasbro, of course, is trying to dole out slowly information about Unicron to keep people interested. Very slowly.
So I'm sorry. What was
what did Hasbro unveil this week about Unicron that we didn't know before?
Oh, we got the new chin. We got the goatee chin, which I think everyone can agree they should have went with that first and added the other chin Galvatron. The little Galvatron. What is that? They call that a slug. It has no articulation, no nothing. I think for that, you know, 10-cent slug, which is what I'm calling it, it probably maybe a little cost, maybe 20 cents to make. We should have got a hot rod. We should have got
spaceship.
The thing for me,
a spaceship.
Yeah, it's an inch and a half tall. We could still get. We don't know. Who knows? Yeah. 2 hours before they, you know, pull the plug. What the amount? But that little Galvatron is like an inch and a half tall. So obviously nobody cares but me, a couple other people. But like it's like an inch or 3/4 of an inch too short to like, you know, stand up to MicroMaster Hot Rodimus. That would have been so awesome if you could have like put them face off against each other. That would have been just so great.
With the chin, it's cool. Like I was excited about that. I was actually like, man, people didn't like the chin. They might not have backed this in the beginning. Now they announced this other chin. You have to hope that these people that already made up their mind and weren't going to back it because they didn't like the face on it are now going to see that it has the extra chin accessory and, you know, to get that back. I mean, that could have been a turning point for some people.
I think more people were wishing that you could remove the dentures.
Huh. Well, they do slide up and down, so you don't have to see the teeth.
We're thinking that Galvatron is not going to slide down the throat of Unicron, right?
That's what I'm assuming, which is a great disappointment to me.
Yeah,
give it that Trypticon gimmick. That was great.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised they just didn't use a Titan Master for like a bonus feature play that you can have the Titan Master's head be Unicron, like he's possessing somebody, and you could put the Titan Master on anybody you would want to.
I like that idea.
You know, I mean, they could. They could add that later.
Yeah. It just seems like that way you would get a bonus hidden play feature and a better possibly looking Galvatron.
And John,
yeah, I'm just disappointed with the slugs that they didn't give us. If that's the route they're going to go, like they should have gave us more characters and both ships.
And I mean, John's translator, the official translator, John just shared in her internal chat that they could have just included a Titan Master Galvatron, which is just a little Galvatron.
The problem I'm having with this is like they obviously had, you know, several things ready to go to be shown off, but they waited until like the last 2 weeks of the campaign to really start presenting them, when everything we've seen so far should have been shown to us in the first 2 weeks. Like, that's your hype builder. That's your thing to actually get people paying attention. You don't roll it out right at the end when there's like literally days left and people who may have decided previously, yeah, I'm not really interested in this, who would be moved by some of these reveals, they might not have time now to accumulate the money they need to actually back this.
Do you think they're done, or do you think we're going to see some other things within
the next 3 days? I'm always interested in seeing more stuff added to, especially a big project like this, see more stuff added, especially when it does not do anything to compromise the basic functionality or playability of the toy. So, you know, more accessories, more option parts that don't hinder articulation or whatever. Like, more of that is always good in my mind. At the same time, though, as close as we are to the end, I hope they're done.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's going to be really, it's going to feel backhanded if 12 hours before the deadline, they're rolling out another new feature that they should have showed us a month ago.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, I'm just waiting for them to say, and now you can choose between regular Galvatron and flocked Galvatron. I mean, Unicron. So one's regular, Unicron. One's flocked. Well, no, like I said in the pre-show, you know, my Cookie Monster Popples Unicron idea.
Yeah, they're going to save the flocking for the Cybertron Primus retool of it, and it'll be the organic Beast Machines version.
I made myself sad.
I bet you Friday they have something. We'll see. So, even if it's like the box.
Quintesson ship to fly through his eyeball.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the ultimate thing.
As a slug. Just gave us a Galvatron slug. Give us some more slugs.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they can make a Quintesson ship a firing spring-loaded missile that you could just shoot at Galvatron. Because that totally wouldn't be dangerous to have a pointy drill-shaped missile that you...
This thing.
Oh, not at all. No. No, they're not.
Yeah.
They probably still have to adhere to toy safety standards. I mean,
if it's going through this process, I bet they don't.
I mean, they don't probably have to, but they will. Given that it's being pre-ordered through, like, actual, like, retail stores in other countries, they might have to adhere to the safety standards of those countries.
Which is possibly non-existent. Mm. Depending on where they're at.
Australia, I imagine they have a few.
They have, like, everything is poisonous and deadly there.
Only the naturally occurring things, not the things they manufacture.
Yeah, but you want your toys to be as lethal as the wildlife so your kids can defend themselves.
You know, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Anyway, my last thing on this is that of the additions we saw this week, there's at least the novelty of this is the first figure that I can think of that you can say has option chins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. Any other Unicron thoughts before we move ahead?
Not for me.
I'm sure we'll get them out again later on in the show.
Well, so. Did we didn't go over everything. What are we going over? The Hasbro Pro Hasbro Unicron question and answer video.
What's worth mentioning that we have?
I was just going to say it was a thing, but they didn't answer any questions we already knew.
Yeah. Or they
or could common sense out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Let's go ahead and jump to what we got this week. Who wants to go first?
I will. Donald. I will. I've got thanks to Eric on Twitter as far as an off-topic item. And
which Eric?
Chris. Eric Mind's Eye. Mind's Eye. Picked up one of my favorite figure arts from Kamen Rider Oz, Sagozo,
God bless you.
Yeah, he's one of the very few used forms that Oz had in the series, but he's one of the best looking figures, and I got it for a really good deal. So thank you, Eric, on that.
How do you feel about Shouta?
That's why I didn't buy him. But of all the forms that is not Taja Doru, this is the one I like the most.
Cool. What Transformers did you get?
Picked up today. I worked a lot of overtime last week. I worked about 4 12-hour days, so I had some overtime. So I picked up. I wasn't going to get them, but I got Spark Armor Prowl because.
Oh wow! I've not even come across that.
Wow, Don, what an extravagant purchase with all your overtime.
I wasn't going to get him because, again, it's Cyberverse, but then I remembered looking at the back of him, that's very much of an homage to me, to Guardstar from Takara Brave. There's a lot of Brave nuances in that armor up form, which I can't see as being a coincidence. It could be, but I'm just thinking that. But okay. my big purchase was I found this today, and this may be the first time it's been found in the U.S. I'm not sure. Studio Series 44 Jetwing Optimus.
It's not the first time it's been found in the U.S.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because I ordered it Saturday on Amazon, and it has sat there since Saturday, just purchased and not moved, not processed, not anything.
That's weird.
And I went to Target today near Duke, and he was just sitting there on the shelf. Looks like he's being shipped with Megatron, because everything else was the Studio Series leader Megatron from Dark of the Moon the truck tarp mode with the tarp and everything. Yeah, so there was more to that than anything else. I'm guessing that's who he's reshipping with. So I got that, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Let's see here. Diecast, what did you get?
Okay, I got a couple of things that I don't have here to down here to show you. I got the G1 Soundwave reissue.
Yeah, that last week, I thought.
Yeah, that was last week.
No, I got the tapes. I actually found Soundwave. So I found Soundwave, and the same day I went with my friend Rob Bot hunting, and I found at Target the Bot pack with the rubber ducky.
Because
I was interested in getting the rubber ducky from a Megatron, and he gave me a couple extra Bot-Bots that he had like doubles of. So thank you, Rob, for that. That was awesome. And I also got the Ocular Max first figure there, Bruticus, their Vortex. So that's pretty cool.
How is he? Because he doesn't look right. I can't put my finger on it, but something about him just...
It looks like a 1998 era kind of third party toy.
You got to remember that everything's integrated into the figure. The fist is integrated into the figure, and so there's no parts forming at all on these guys.
What you're supposed to appreciate is the engineering of the toy, not what it looks like.
It looks okay. I like it. I like it. I haven't fully transformed it yet, but he's got a lot of articulation. He's really articulate, which is amazing for especially being, you know, having that much involved. So that's pretty cool. And I also
joke about him being well spoken, but John just did it in their chat. So.
Yeah, but the audience can't see that, so you could have totally stole the credit for that.
That's true.
Then I also got the Ghostbuster MP10 Prime because I was afraid that I might, you know, try to get it on Hasbro Pulse and not be able to get it.
That's why I paid a little more and got mine, so I don't have to worry about it. Besides, he'll look really nice up against the MP711 Optimus.
Yeah.
Know what? I kind of like the MP711 Optimus till I saw this, and I have no need for the MP711 Optimus anymore. This is just...
But you'll buy it anyway.
He doesn't have it yet. Like, I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, this is just leaps and bounds above it in my mind. And, you know, just the Slimer and the trap and the... It's awesome. And the one thing I do hate about the San Diego stuff is the packaging is so nice. I can't decide whether I want to open it or not.
Yeah.
I really want to, but then I don't want to ruin this beautiful packaging.
Maybe you should try to buy another one off of Hasbro Pulse next week.
Maybe. I might.
Well, I wouldn't mind doing that so I'd have to keep one in the box. I mean, honestly, I would like to do that, but, you know, I hate being a jerk. It's like, oh, I need another one, you know, when it's going to be as scarce as it is anyway.
Own it. Anything else, Diecast?
Nope, that's it.
Chris?
Just one thing for me. So, even though I wasn't, like, too hot on this toy when I got the first one, I decided to get a second Brunt. This one came off of Amazon warehouse deals, and I got it because it was literally half price.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
I've left it in the box so you can see, like, it's not the best picture quality, but the box is in remarkably good shape for being marked down that much on warehouse deals. So, I mean... very good pickup here. I saw on Twitter recently a photo of where someone took three Brunts and combined them all together into like a super Brunt robot. And so I've kind of made myself a goal of that with whatever cheap Brunts I can turn up. So there probably will be another one of these in my future, not too long from now.
Okay, cool.
Because I like stupid super robot ideas. And anything probably will make Brunt a better toy, even if it involves adding two more of him to it.
Well, I took my Brunt back because when they revealed the what we're probably talking about later on. Well,
yeah, I have that pre-ordered too.
Yeah, because that's the you know.
Okay, I'm missing something.
Rob, did you get anything?
No, but I do want to make a quick mention of something that we talked about on the show a couple of weeks ago. Ollie's had an ad talking about Toys at Christmas and, you know, made mention of the Toys R Us, you know, windfall for them from last year. I was there this week, and from the look of things, I think it is last year's stock, at least what's been put out so far, because I'm seeing, you know, a lot of like Justice League era DC Multiverse figures, and the only Transformers I've seen so far are the little Legends or Legion class ones from The Last Knight that use like the Prime Beast Hunters Terracon molds. Yeah, so that's all stuff Toys R Us had.
I went to a couple Ollie's, and I saw the robots in disguise. What are they called again, Don? We were talking about it before.
The deployers. Yeah.
That's what I saw. Yeah.
I wish I would have seen at least that, but everything I saw that I didn't recognize from my previous trip definitely looked like some of last year's stock. So I have a feeling they just put all of their Toys R Us stuff in a warehouse for the year and it's starting to come back out now.
Cool. Okay. So, I'll go, I'm trying to figure out which order. So I think I'll go in this order. So last week, Thursday, we record the show on Wednesdays, tfradio.net/live. You should watch, but Thursday morning, I was checking my Google News, and it wasn't an article. I don't know that we've posted anything about it, but I'll give it a plug. It was a article from Sabertron actually popped up in my news feed, and they had posted about how the Royal Canadian Mint had minted Optimus Prime coins. One was a 25-cent piece or a quarter, and how it had a lenticular design. I don't know. So I got that. I don't know if you can really tell, but Optimus transforms into a truck. Actually, it really slips between the two.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, and that one comes in on a card, and I'm going to leave it in the plastic, but you can fold it out, just display it. When I actually do display it, I'm going to use a little plastic stand that I have just to keep it like this so that it stays pristine. And the other coin that they had minted is a $25 piece that's pure silver. So, and that one is painted with Optimus Prime on the, this is actually technically the reverse. The obverse of the coin is Queen Elizabeth. So, and it comes with a little certificate of authenticity. Mine is number 1234 of 3,500.
That sounds like a fake number.
I know it does, but yeah. But it's really nice. It is really good. And I bought it anticipating Unicron wasn't going to be backed because while it is a $25 coin, it costs substantially more than that, unfortunately. So,
yeah, I didn't know that you could order them if you were in the U.S.
This is a collectible. It's a collectible. They don't intend for you to spend this. So they want to sell it to, you know, everybody if they can.
Yeah.
So I ordered it from Canada and I had it 25 hours later.
When nice. I
it's
saw
like Amazon
your,
Japan.
Yes.
Yeah. When I saw your Twitter post and that's when I realized that we could order them. I actually ordered the, not that one. I ordered the, just the one in the paper.
Yeah. So I thought it's a really interesting item. I never expect to see legal tender again with Transformers on them. So I pulled the trigger on it and it's just going to be an interesting display piece. So
could you actually spend that or yes. could you
in Canada? Yes.
It's weird too. You would have expected something like that, like in, you know, 2010, 2012, when the movies were like at their height.
Yeah. But it's G1 Optimus Prime on both coins, which is interesting. So I don't know how common it is for Canada to feature licensed characters on their money. In America, being the capitalist country we are, you would think that we would strike deals with corporations to put like Mickey Mouse on the dollar and stuff, but yeah, we don't. So that was that. But so this other one though, this actually I'm not going to name. I don't know. I didn't ask him and I don't want people to start harassing him for stuff, but one of our listeners, a friend of the show, had listened when I was talking about wanting that squirting Optimus Prime from the Japanese Happy Meal.
Oh.
And he sent me the squirting Optimus Prime from the Japanese
Happy
Meal.
Oh, right.
I love it so much.
It actually looks better in person than it did in the...
I'm not going to test it out. But the hole is really right above his crotch, which is unfortunate.
I'm sure it's not an accident.
Yeah. And he also included the Tumika one as well, the train.
Oh, nice.
The train bot. So it's interesting. So Optimus is soft and you squeeze him. The Tumika one is rigid and there's an actual plunger on that to
Also, I don't think that it's Tumika, that's Shinkelion.
Shinkelion, okay. I thought it was the Tumika train thing. So, like, Drivehead is Tumika, though, isn't it?
Tumika Rescue Force Drivehead, I think. But there's also, like, just basic Tumika diecast vehicles. And Shinkelion, like, when we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, it's just a general Takara Tomy toy line with representatives, right. Happy Meal set with representatives from, like, four or five toy lines.
Yeah, but so it has a plunger that you can depress and, you know, pull it and press it to squirt water. I'm not testing it. He also included, he said he hoped I didn't have it. I'll be honest, I did have it, but I'm going to open this one. Jeffrey Prime.
Oh, wow.
I love this toy.
Nice.
So I'm opening this one. You know, he said when he arrived in Japan, he bought several of them. So I love this toy so much. The carded one, it's a prized possession. I love it. I really wanted to open it so bad. So, I opened it. I'm not going to read the whole letter, but there is a pretty substantial letter here. But I'm going to read this, one paragraph. Cause we hardly ever read emails or anything. And this isn't the first physical letter I've gotten, but it's the first one in a while. So, you're to be commended for producing a great show that has really connected me to the brand over the years. I tune in every week to listen to you and the gang, and it's always a great little escape. Love it, especially when you're ribbing on Don's Dononomics and Diecast's spending habits. Yeah.
Hey.
So.
Well, we would have done that anyway, so, you know, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you very much. You're my hero. So I'm not mentioning names because I don't want anybody to like hit him up trying to score these amazing Optimus Prime Happy Meal toys. I love this so much. And it's bigger than I thought. I actually thought it was going to be like half that size.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we might make him fat if we make him eat all those McDonald's Happy Meal.
That's true. So
the Japanese ones are probably a little healthier.
I doubt it. I really doubt it. Maybe a little smaller. So we have in-hand images of War for Cybertron, S-29, Omega Supreme, bases, robots, rockets. Oh my, is that Jack's headline?
Yeah.
I like it. Wow,
I want it in my hands.
Yeah. What, this comes out in October?
Yes, October 4th, per Amazon.
Feels so late.
Well, it was pushed back, remember?
Yeah.
What was it? TFradio.net/SiegeOmega?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Good memory on me.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Omega's looking good. There is also an event in Singapore this week, and somebody had a Trypticon out along with an Omega Supreme, and the size between them is pretty like Omega's pretty substantially bigger than Trypticon, like taller, but like they're similarly chunky, so like both are very substantial toys. But Singapore had like a whole wave three wave four hands-on preview event. I don't think we had comprehensive pictures up of that yet. I'll probably try to grab some of those later tonight.
So the tank is not motorized in any way, right?
No, it's right. Not.
It's just going to be kind of odd.
I mean, simultaneously, it's a pity it's not, but I'm also kind of glad it's not, because that would have taken away from something else on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Chris, you and I had that discussion of what I brought up. Well, could it have been friction powered? Would that have been a cheaper way to go and still have a motorized feature?
I think it'd be more expensive to do that.
That was the conclusion we reached. That it would be at least as expensive.
Yeah, I think.
I kind of love that they're using Titan Master Ken in these pictures.
I think another one of them showed up in there too.
I think it's Dayek from Optimus Prime.
I just really don't like the hips on this guy.
They're kind of weak. I mean, it's not a deal breaker.
Well, I hope they're not weak.
They're designed along the way too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well,
from the first, resin test shot or whatever you want to call it, they got really sized down.
Was it, it said it didn't pass the drop test, or was that just a,
that's what they say. Rumor. That's like the rumor.
Yeah. So we have to wonder what is going to be the repaint, the die clone, or Omega Supreme.
I mean, it took us until Grand Maximus as a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive to get a recolor of any Titan class figure. Well, unless they decide to do something again, we're not getting a redeco.
Well, that's very true. But I'm thinking we now have Generation Selects. Who's to say they couldn't do a Selects for San Diego next year?
That would be a heck of a Select.
It'd be expensive.
Yeah.
Well, San Diego. I mean, they could probably, if they could get away with it anywhere, it'll probably be there.
I guess if Amazon is really happy with how Transformers sell this year, that, you know, they might sign off on taking Selects Omega Redeco as an exclusive, but I can't really see that happening.
I think we would get a G2 Devastator before we get a repaint of Omega.
I wish.
I just want Supreme. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we would get an Omega Sentinel, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I'd be fine with that. I like that deco.
I didn't realize there was a stand for the rocket.
I think that's something the photography for just has. Oh,
but it looks like, as a rocket, not that the original looked any better, but it just looks absurd.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the claw on the end of it.
Yeah.
You can almost hear the Flash Gordon theme coming out of it.
Oh my God, it is the Titan Master Ken.
Yep.
From the Street Fighter Cross Transformers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get it.
Yeah, I've got my Omega on pre-order. I think I'll actually be able to afford it when it comes out. Fingers crossed.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So that is definitely a little over a month away, and it's a little over a week away for the new MP44.
Oh, cripes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have that on pre-order, and I'm not intending to ever get it, but still, it's...
Oh, man.
Think about how expensive like this little period of 3 or 4 weeks around the end of this month is.
I have a lot of blood plasma.
Nope.
A lot of blood.
Not anymore, you don't.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Kilby, you don't have blood plasma. You have caffeine.
Yeah, I do. That's right.
There's got to be a market for caffeinated blood somewhere.
Vampire. Vampire beavers.
Well, why do you think they brought Jolt Cola back? They had to do something with the...
Yeah, Jolt Cola is minimally caffeinated.
How would you know, like, on the scale of Brian Kilby, that could mean anything to a mortal?
I'm sure, you know, as a pantheon of, you know, normal-ish sodas go, it's pretty highly caffeinated. But, yeah, of course, there's other sources of caffeine that are much more concentrated.
Yeah. Okay, so, let's see here. Jack wrote this story, so I don't expect Chris or Rob necessarily to know everything off the top of their head with this, but Fan Expo Canada. I mean,
there wasn't really that much.
We saw the Generation Selects, Nightbird, and Power Dasher.
Yeah.
Which come out...
The Drill Dasher.
September 1st?
September 8th on Pulse.
Are those available?
That's when Pulse says they're going to ship.
Are they up for pre-order?
Okay, the story says they'll ship on October 1st, but it says available September 1st at the top, so...
Yeah, so yeah, the press release says that they're available to order on September 1st, whereas they actually went up for order on like the 24th or something of this month. And Hasbro Pulse says they're going to ship on September 8th, whereas the press release says that it's going to be October 1st. So basically every fact somewhere is wrong. Anyway, I have my Power Dasher Zatar on pre-order, so...
Yeah, I took my Brunt back as soon as I saw that, because I'd much rather have this for the mold than Brunt.
Wait, is that what it's based on?
Yeah, it's a slight retool of Brunt. So what they did, they replaced Brunt's head, and the new Power Dasher head has a 5mm peg on top of it, and the drill part is removable. So when you transform it, you take the drill off the head and plug it on the front of the tank.
Oh, holy crap. I didn't even catch that. It looks so much better.
Which, there is certainly some fun to be had with accessories with the 5mm compatibility on the top of the Power Dasher's head. Yeah. Like, just for one thing, if you have the Unite Warriors Technobots, you can take the giant drill off of that nose cone and make this a real Drill Dasher.
Rodimus Supreme is in caps. Brian, how did you not see he was retooled with Brunt? I am not a visual person.
I mean, to be fair, the deco does make it read pretty visually different.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I knew immediately that it was a retool of Brunt because I just know these things. That's how my brain works. But I wouldn't fault someone for not immediately catching on to that.
If he were a block of text, I would have understood it, but he's not.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Yeah, I would have gotten it. Like, oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was an ASCII picture of Power Dasher Zatar, you would have known immediately that this was a Brunt retool.
Yes. we also, of course, saw Nightbird, which I'm getting, but I just don't like it as much as the old one.
I'm disappointed. I appreciate that for these promo pictures, they're at least configuring the weapons a little bit differently, so it looks like Nightbird has a different kind of thing, but it's still all the same accessory pieces as Chromia, and just some of them are oddly painted gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing with this that's drawing me to want to get it. I have the Legends one from Takara from a few years ago, and obviously that's not easily available for a lot of people now, but it's certainly good enough for me.
Is there a Megatron of comparable size to marry her?
I mean, there's all kinds of Megatrons of all kinds of sizes.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, there's that deluxe one of the one from the 2-pack.
Yeah, and there's the G2 redeco of it if you want one that's, you know, in slightly matching colors, like, you know, they at least have purple.
That one's within arm's reach, but I'm not going.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course,
as for like a distinctly G1 looking Megatron at deluxe scale,
the Voyager one from Titans Return.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that'd be. Well, I mean, the Voyager one from Siege, for that matter.
Yeah.
There's some unarticulated ones that have been showing up at Walmart. I saw those yesterday. You could probably get one of those that would be about the right height.
Well, that'd be good for like a wedding cake topper with this. Yeah.
And of course, I'm referring to like something from 25 years ago on Alt Toys Transformers that nobody cares about anymore.
Yeah. Mm.
And there's some Studio Series stuff.
It proves how much me and Kilby live in the same world. I just reflexively rolled with it without even like stopping to think about what he was saying.
John,
I was right on the Studio Series stuff. I just want to point that out.
What were you right about?
I said we would see the other parts of Devastator.
But not all of them.
Yeah, not all of them, but we got two more.
I think we're
still
missing one.
So I'm completely ignorant of Studio Series stuff. So tell me what is there.
I don't know their names.
Yeah,
Mixmaster is on screen, and that one is, I think they're calling it Scavenger now. Wasn't that Demolisher before, like, the bi-wheel one?
It's like Saw movie horror flick is that one.
I just would call him Wheelie Monster.
Well, that's Shockwave.
Well, speaking of Wheelie, this Leader Class Studio Series Shockwave comes with a little Wheelie minifigure and the brains.
That is awesome.
The original.
It also comes with a paratrooper with a parachute.
I really don't care about the Shockwave, but the two little minifigures make it for me. We've never gotten a brain.
There's like a Nest paratrooper soldier figurine that comes with it too.
Yes.
Shockwave turned into a Thresher. What is that?
That would only be good for Toylana.
Hey, like a hay baler? I don't understand what Shockwave is.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else did either.
Yeah.
So Wheelie and the Brain. Wheelie and the Brain.
And then there's a Studio Series Megatron loosely based on the 2007 movie version, although not all the details are lining up.
Rob Springer definitely has to get that that Shockwave to take the Toylana so he can throw the old trooper off.
Yeah, I don't think they're really making an impact.
That comes. I was wondering what that came with. So there's a little dude with a parachute. Does the parachute deploy?
I mean, I don't think it folds up in the first place, but you know, it is supposed to let the figure sail to the ground.
Nice. Okay, cool. Shockwave doesn't look bad. Like, I don't hate that in robot mode. I would consider that one.
For $50?
Comes with Wheelie, but that's not a transforming Wheelie. God, that Wheelie's really so great, the original. Okay, we'll move along. What else we got? Okay, so Mystery of Convoy Sol, Fan Expo Canada 2019 Q&A resolves burning Walmart reissue Optimus Prime question. And Cybertron
Beast.
Yeah,
I wrote this one.
That's Daryl, right?
I assume.
Yeah.
I do not know the real names of a lot of people. I just saw this on Twitter and thought it was an interesting thing to pass along. That being that the reason that the Walmart reissue of Optimus Prime did not ship with a trailer is that the trailer mold is dead.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because
sure how inclined I am to believe that.
Yeah, because
So I went back and looked at the TF Wiki to look at just when the last time Optimus Prime was reissued whole. It's a while back. I forget the exact date, but it is in the story. And the TF Wiki does note that the figure was showing some mold degradation at that point. So, you know. I'm inclined to take that at face value. I'm inclined to believe that that was probably part of the decision. I'm going to say at least maybe they were thinking, okay, you know, nobody's going to pay $100 for an Optimus Prime with a trailer in this condition to be a little more specific. Yeah. But I'm sure it was at least a factor.
Because the last time I remember it, Rob, it was in the Thrilling 30. When you got the comic book and the gatefold cover and...
Well, that was before that, wasn't it?
Well, according to the article Rob wrote, the last full reissue was in 2012.
Yeah, really? Which I think may have been a reissue of the Thrilling 30 version. I'm not 100% sure on that. Let's see.
I'm trying to get the information off the wiki.
Yeah.
Because it seems weird that I don't remember any other situations when the trailer and the tractor were not released together, and
I mean
if those molds were run together, right. You would think the mold degradation would affect both
different materials
somewhat
and different mold elements too.
Yeah.
That's true.
As to times when that mold was reissued without the trailer, not only Pepsi Convoy, but all the iPod docs as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, so, God. And as I noted in the story, there's a very good chance that the robot mode version has held up a little better because there are elements of it that have been changed from release to release. And some, like the one, at least one of the guns and the hands that have already been recreated. So there's just a solid chance that it just fared better because there are parts of what they're releasing that are much newer than any of the rest of it.
I don't seem to be finding the 2012 instance specifically here. The most recent one I'm seeing on the wiki was from 2011, which was a G1 Optimus Prime and Movie Optimus Prime 2 pack, but that had a different trailer.
Yeah, okay, there's another one. Yeah, that was the Walmart set that had the trailer. Where is that?
I think that's what I was talking about in the chat.
Yeah, I know I saw one that... I actually researched this because I was I got curious.
Yeah, this is just a very long article.
Yeah,
I don't think we have time to go through the whole thing, but the Bathing Ape was in 2012.
There was a Bathing Ape of the G1 toy. I thought it was just
at least a couple. Actually,
I didn't even realize that.
I didn't either. I thought they were all MP10s.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's at least three, according to the wiki.
Yeah, it's
The most recent of those was in 2013.
I didn't even think about it, but you know, we're complaining about the price, not just the fact that he doesn't come without the trailer, but like Optimus Primes now, for the most part, just come as the cab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of standard. I haven't even really thought about that.
I mean, it's not even viable, really, to release one with a trailer. The closest we would ever get to that again is what we got in Titans Return with Power Master Optimus, where it's an integral part of a very large toy.
I got one with a trailer.
I got down to commemorative series, and it's listed as 2002 and 2012. So,
yeah.
It doesn't say where the 2012 one came out. Like, there's not details about that, but it does note that there was mold degradation evident on it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and jump to the next item. We have photos of 35th anniversary classic animation Optimus and Megatron.
So I wrote in the article for this that it looked like there's a discrepancy between the colors of the paint operations on the faceplate, and that what was in these was probably in the dark background photos was probably incorrect. But now I'm starting to think there may be variants for this because in the... last week we saw an unboxing video of these toys and had a light faceplate with a dark shadow, where there's what's on the screen now is a dark faceplate and a highlight in the same place. But I've seen, subsequent to posting this article, another in-hand picture that has dark with a highlight. So it looks like both of these may actually exist in production.
With the highlight.
I like the other one myself. For me, what the issue is that if we're going to handle, you know, the parts of Prime that were like silver or gray on screen, you know, all one specific way, I feel like that should match. That should match the white of the lower body.
So what I kind of want is the dark gray faceplate, like what is on screen right now, but with a darker gray shadow effect instead of the white highlight.
That could work too.
Yeah.
Because I actually like the way the darker faceplate looks overall with the rest of the toy more than I like how the light version looks.
Oh, goody. It's long saber versus short saber all over again, just whether I'm shaved or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very possible too that like just a first few copies of this that went off the production line had the deco done that way, and what we'll end up seeing will all be consistent as one thing, because as far as I know right now, all we're seeing is images of samples from Asia, and they would have, you know, the first ones off the line. So we'll have to wait and see when this comes out at Walmart in October how this actually shakes out over a larger sample size. As for Megatron, though, I could not identify any similar discrepancies, so that looks like it has just one deco version.
He looks so much more plain.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
Actually, I like it better. At least the Megatron, anyway. It's just...
I can understand it.
You know, it's just that's why I got rid of my, because I got Selects Megatron. That's why I sold my original Siege Megatron. I just didn't want two. But then I see the cell shading on this done. I think this looks really good at a mass market level, which I hope to see them continue now if it holds up. Mm. So if you want something cell shaded, you don't have to worry about getting an expensive third party item that might be done at some point down the road.
So while we were talking, I went back and just looked at some actual stills from the cartoon and the movie. And yeah, the gray of the faceplate did match the stripe, not the brighter color on the grill and the lower body. So yeah, I'm kind of sold on that now.
We have new photos of Astroteen, Spinister, and Crosshairs. Yay.
Please, I'm always happy to see more pictures of Spinister.
Yeah.
Please tell me that picture of Spinister where the numbers are on his like faceplate are heard.
Yeah, no, those are just control numbers for that sample so they can track the individual toys being used. There's other pictures of Spinister in this set where there is not the code stamped on the face.
Yeah, I saw that, and for a second I thought it was an alternate face. Mm. I was like, wait a minute, it looks so different.
That shuttle mode is kind of suffering there in the back half.
It's not near as bad as the previous generation's Astrotrain shuttle modes have been.
The tank
looks looks like a shuttle for one thing.
The engine looks pretty terrible.
Well, you know.
Engine looks okay to me, but you know, I'm comparing it more to G1 Astrotrain than an actual train, so that's...
And if you compare it to Titan's Return, I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I like the Titan's Return toy, but it does not actually look much like Astrotrain in either of its alternate modes. It's definitely more of that, you know, old generation's interpretive thing, which I'm kind of okay with on some level. Also, is it me or are the base parts of this, they look like they would actually combine with Titan's Return bases?
They probably use some pieces from Titan's Return base toys constructing that set.
Mm. I need the Spinister so bad.
Yeah. It looks really good. I mean, I was kind of hoping there'd be a little more magic with the double cockpit. It's just, you know what I mean?
I think we were all expecting that, like, you know, maybe that would turn around and tuck the canopy up into the body instead of hanging out underneath.
Yeah, something a little more wow.
What Target Master is missing now?
There's sure Crosshairs. Shot. That sure exists.
But I'll be honest, I like this Crosshairs. I mean, it's... You know, of all the molds we've got so far, that is the best fit for him.
Yeah. Are we just missing Sure Shot at this point?
And Point Blank.
Yeah. Point Blank, too. Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they wanted to grab Generation's Counterpunch, like, that's a short trip.
Yeah.
Wouldn't fit aesthetically with the other Siege toys, but I mean, as a Generation Selects, so you could totally get the pass.
Yeah. I'd be fine.
And that's probably the only way it would happen, too.
Okay. Civil Warrior. We already not talked about this. General Grant. Trailer images reveal jet wings. More for unofficial war within.
Optimus yeah, the trailer stuff is new.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's another Jetwing Prime. I'm like, really? Like,
what?
Well, I think we can just call that easy mode at this point.
Yeah, I was so shocked. They're making a Jetwing Prime for it, because does that even fit in with War Within? Like,
well, who cares? That was Dreamwave.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we've got 38 and Jetfire. Studio Series 30 Optimus and Jetfire. We have Perfect Effects, Revive Optimus. We have at least two versions or three versions from Iron Factory and the other Legends producers. We have so it's like now we're drowning in Jetwing Optimuses like we were drowning in Power Master Primes not long ago.
What they should have done with the trailer is take inspiration from Action Master Optimus Prime and had it turn into a semi cab that the main figure could then ride around in.
Yeah.
Because that would totally be feasible.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, Rodimus Supreme Dreamwave actually did have some cool concepts. It was just all wasted where it went.
Yeah.
And then it got canceled. So, well, canceled. It got bankrupted.
It got bankrupted.
That's like getting canceled.
But I'll be honest, I was enjoying the Armada and Energon comic fairly well.
Until Simon Furman took it over. the Armada comic was great for like the first, what, 9 issues or whatever it was. And
was that Chris Ryall writing that?
Adam Patek from Alt Toys Transfers. Okay. You remember him? He and I got into a lot of arguments, but, you know, I'll admit that when he was writing Armada, I sincerely appreciated his work. Yeah. Okay.
I
mean, so
I was actually interested in Armada compared to the cartoon.
Yeah. I may be overstating how many issues he did, but the issues he did were really good. Okay. Yeah. It's one of those things. He was one of the first people that I can remember who went from an online fan to, you know, actually in the an actual producer of content.
And I'll give Dreamwave G1 a little bit of credit because, like, that introduced the idea of the Fallen and also gave Sunstorm most of the perception of Sunstorm's characterization that we still have to work with. I mean, the Fallen's an entertaining idea. You know, the black cast iron kettle robot that's constantly on fire. I really love that part of it.
So
the movie kind of ignored the fun parts, but, you know.
I'm not going to edit this out. I'm just going to point this out. So Don just got up and walked away, and I am, for the people watching live, tfradio.net/live, this is one of those candid moments that happened during the show. Don was wearing pants.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting worried.
You know, just saying.
Because I wasn't actually looking at the screen when he got up, and then when he started talking at length about it, I got a little concerned.
It's sad that I've been to Don's apartment, so I know how it's laid out, and I know where he is, so I'm going to move along right now. tfradio.net/siegeomega. You can pick up your Omega Supreme before it comes out. tfradio.net/SiegeOmega. It's $160 currently, but it looks so great. It looks so awesome. You need it. tfradio.net.
I mean, of the Titan class toys that have come out, I think this is the first one where I really felt like, yeah, I want to put down the full price on this. I'm that interested in it. It looks that good.
It really does look good.
Yeah, it looks great. And you can pick that up. You can pick anything up. tfradio.net/Amazon. It's how we pay for the show, and it ain't cheap. tfradio.net. Gosh, you know, we have all these, like, channels and stuff. It costs money. It's way more expensive than it should be. I could probably do it. You know, I could probably try to do the podcast, like, literally for free, like some people manage to, but it would suffer. It doesn't cost you a cent more to help us out. You touch the, if you're watching the video, touch your screen right now, and then move your hand down to your mouse and go to tfradio.net/Amazon and buy something, and we'd really appreciate it.
Well, yeah, because as I mentioned elsewhere, free software can only get you so far.
Yes. Well, and free software can get you pretty far. But free hosting
it's just for your podcast to grow and be healthy, you're going to exceed those limits sooner rather than later.
We need to exfoliate the podcast and keep it healthy and fresh and all that. tfradio.net/Amazon. Eventually, I'll do a Patreon. Not that, you know, because I promised John via email a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Eventually, you can also buy a shirt, tfradio.net/shirt.
Yeah. Well, Brian, if you want to make one of the Patreons watching me live put drops in Massey's ears to watch the results,
yes,
I mean,
I would absolutely do that. That would be great.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely, you know, great.
No.
Hey, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Well, we've got the next best thing to watching Don medicate his cat. We have the part one of a 3-part series of me unboxing a booster box of Siege part one trading cards from the Transformers trading card game. And it was really nice of Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast to send that our way. And minor spoiler, it kind of peaks on the very first pack. There's still some great stuff in there, but in terms of a first draw, I literally, as far as I know from the rarities of this set, could not have done better than I do on the first pack I opened.
You know, you should have started from the other end of the carton.
Yeah, I obviously should have.
I don't know if you or other people are like me, but like when opening a box of cards or several packs, if I'm looking for like an insert, like I'm always thinking, you know, as I work through, the last one will have something in it. The last one never does. It's usually like the third one or the seventh one or the, you know, whatever. But yeah, first one, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. As far as I'm able to tell, that is, like I said, one of the rarest cards in this set. So that was, Black Lotus. Was fun. Equivalent there, as far as I can tell.
Wow.
Well, maybe not that equivalent, but you know.
You might as well tell us the card. Was it
okay? Cog? It's Megatron.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, now, I've not been following the card game, Rob, because one, it's not on motorcycles, and two, no one around here plays. But
there's no one around you, Don. So who would you play?
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you can teach me.
But I'm just wondering, can you play online against other players with this yet? Is there like you can't really play over Skype or something like that with other people?
It would require a special setup, and to my knowledge, there are always going to be unofficial alternatives to find ways to play games like that online. But to my knowledge, there are no official online game versions of the Transformers trading card game yet, as well as it seems to be doing. Let's hope, because I would like that myself, because I have the same basic problem, Don. I would not mind playing this, but I don't have time to go out and, you know, go to my local store or anything like that and try and get a game going or try to join a tournament or anything like that. So,
yeah.
You know, an online version would be ideal for me, too.
How similar is this to Pokemon? I ask because today my 7-year-old brought Pokemon cards home from school. So,
oh, wow, man, I shouldn't be surprised that's still going, but wow, that's still going.
I mean, in Pokemon competitive, TCG is a whole category that takes up like at least half of the event.
Wow. But
I don't understand it at all.
Yeah. In terms of how similar it is to Pokemon, I have not played Pokemon in 20 years, so I can't tell you for sure. I have played it before, but given that, you know, the mechanics for how characters are introduced into the game are generally fairly different compared to Pokemon, I'm going to say it's not that similar.
Well, I'm getting tired it's of
similar
playing,
enough.
I'm getting tired of playing her at tic-tac-toe. So if I could move on to the Transformers Collectors card game, that would be pretty great.
Maybe there you are some, should there, take up Parisi squares.
No, no.
There is a starter set, incidentally, with simplified rules to get younger and newer players started on the game. So that might
have
be
it.
Something. Yeah, that might be something worth looking into. The rules that actually come in the set are the simplified rules. It's pretty easy to get a hang of, and then once you've done that, you can look up the full rules and get into the more complex things when she's ready for that.
You know, Brian, y'all's conversation made me think of something that Hasbro's missing out. They're leaving money on the table. Make this, but with the rescue bots. Ooh. or with bot bots.
You know, a starter set specifically with the simplified rules with rescue bots would be brilliant.
Yeah. I like that. I think Cyberverse or Robots in Disguise or something might be, you know, the age range of the kids who would be playing this more so than Rescue Bots.
I'm just thinking if they wanted to put like an educational, if there's some way you could work an educational counting or numbers or letters that not to suck all the fun out of it, but just to have a little something in there, you know, they can go from the Rescue Bots deck to the Cyberverse deck and then to the other decks later on. You know, if they could work like this educational bent into it.
They did used to do for Magic a special set for younger players to help teach them the game, a slightly easier version. That's actually not unheard of, Don. I'd say that's a possibility. Cool. I don't know if it would be Rescue Bots young, but it's, you know, younger than what we've got. But at any rate, that is what is on T-Formers this week.
Chris, did you see what I saw?
Yep.
In the chat, Ryan said, what about kiss players instead of rescue bots? Oh, that's great. So you can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. If you want to watch us live, subscribe to us on YouTube. We're Radio Free Cybertron on YouTube. If you want to catch us after the fact on your TV, you can now get us on Roku and on Fire TV. You can install from your browser to your device at tfradio.net/Roku for the Roku version, of course, or tfradio.net/FireTV. It'll redirect you to the prompt to install. It'll install magically, automatically over the internet to your device, and you can watch us. Rob Springer, who is not here, he is at RoboRobSpringer on Twitter and at zonebase.org. I am personally on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and FlailThroughs. FlailThroughs is also the name of my YouTube channel where I currently cover Gundam Battle Operation 2. That's still due out in the U.S. sometime this year. 2019 is the most specific release date we have so far. But if you like what I'm doing there, you can hit me up at patreon.com/flailthroughs and request specific rounds, specific mobile suits, weapons, color schemes, what have you. Also, of course, I have a Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/claylist, which should, I believe, also not just send stuff to me, but send a few pennies back towards Brian.
Yes, that'd be great.
Yes. And
win-win.
Yes. And beyond that, for videos like the Siege unboxings and anything else Chris and I do for T-Formers, you can check out our YouTube channel at T-Formers TV.
Cool. Speaking of Chris.
Hi. So on playwithphotography.com this week, I have my gallery up now for publicly available for the Siege Rainmakers 3-pack. So definitely go check that out. Now, of course, if you had been supporting me on Patreon, you would have seen that a week ago. So if you want to get on board with that and get the next gallery a little bit earlier than everybody else, you can totally do that for $5 a month at patreon.com/playwithphotos. Or you can contribute for as little as $2 per month if you just like what I do and want to help support me doing more of it. You can also follow me on social media for photography related topics, either on Twitter at PlayWithPhotos, where today I went on a bit of a thread about two new mirrorless camera reveals from Sony. Or you can follow on Instagram at instagram.com/playwithphotography. In either place, there will be random toy photos, which often end up being previews of galleries I do, or just things that I find laying around that I think would be interesting to take pictures of. And if they actually look good when I'm done, then I will, you know, put them on the social media, because I don't want to put up bad looking pictures, because that will just make me feel bad about myself.
We don't want that.
No. If you want, you can also follow me personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. I sometimes have sales lists. I actually have been meaning to update that lately, so maybe by the time you hear the podcast version of this, that will have happened. So be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, you can also, you know, do a nice thing for me by checking out my Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/chrislist, and just like Rob's wish list, not only would you be sending me something nice, you'd also be contributing some money back to the podcast. And I think that covers everything.
John?
I was on mute. Sorry. That John D. everywhere.
You know, it's interesting. Like, now that I work from home, and every meeting is remote, and most meetings are via Skype. That is the most common thing that I hear on Skype. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was on mute. I hear it literally every day, if I don't say it myself. It was so weird today. Somebody came knocking at my door. And I walked out 5 minutes later. I was like, sorry, I was in a meeting. And he probably thought that I was, like, you know, on the toilet or something. But no, it's just so weird. I'm still getting used to it. Okay. Diecast.
If you want to do something nice for me, you can go on to Hasbro Pulse and order a Unicron. You have 3 days, 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Or less.
We're currently at 5,241 backers, so it has gone up since we've been recording.
By yeah, we picked up like 30.
Oh, wait, so 41?
Yeah.
So 23.
Okay, so that's not too bad. And remember to tweet at me at diecast2 if you happen to, you know, purchase this or jump in for the funding before it ends. I'll retweet it, make a big deal out of it, because he's a big deal. So
just remember, though, hashtag pay your bills before Unicron.
Yes.
And yes. Hashtag get Unicron made. So
after your bills are paid. Get Unicron made after your bills are paid.
Yeah, they're not going to kick you out of your house for missing 1 month. I mean,
they might.
Don't say that.
So you can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2, and you can like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast, and you can see my reviews on tfradio.net/reviews. And I also do have one of those things, one of those Amazon list wish things. I think it's tfradio.net/diecast list.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So, you know, get a Unicron first. That's more important.
Pay your rent first. That's the most important.
No.
Never put your hobbies before your well-being, period, guys.
Don't listen. Life comes first.
Don't take financial advice from DieCast.
Yeah, we're first off, we're not a financial podcast, so you know we're a toy podcast.
That disclaimer only applies to Don's advice.
Don is saying don't take financial advice from DieCast. Yet a recurring theme of the show is taking financial advice from Don.
I know which one I pick. I do disclaim that past results with Donomics do not guarantee future performance.
Okay, Don, how do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at HMRC4EBR on Twitter.
Cool. Matt will be back next week, and maybe Jason, if you remember him.
Maybe.
Nice guy.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's with Jason, like, every week is basically an adventure just to see if he's going to be here or not.
Holy crap.
Well, I mean, his name is
Hold
Jason.
Hold it up a little higher.
John is showing off a box of the G.I. Joe Whale, the hovercraft. Like, it's holy grail of mine as a kid, definitely. If not even as an adult, so wow.
As an adult, you can say it.
It is.
Well, you know.
You're hosting a toy podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, Melvar's in the chat that says maybe he'll be back next week.
I hope so.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be back next week also. I'm not sure. It depends on how this Unicron thing turns out.
Don, no,
it's okay. If it goes badly, we'll send someone to find you and make sure that we get to talk to you about what, you know, the postmortem.
Yeah. It's important that Jason is very busy. I mean, he's Jason. Yeah. He's on adventure. Him and his Argonauts are traveling. So, of course, he's busy.
We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, what are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?